The first year Curtis started golfing, he was better than me.
Let me tell you something, all right?
All right.
Impossible.
Not a cent podcast.
It's a declaration. It's a dare.
Yeah,
it's
go.
A dare.
Yeah, I dare you.
Nothing is impossible.
I dares you.
Okay, welcome to the Not a Cent podcast, Friday night, Pulley's Basement. I guess the first one we were there. We're still working on the computer if you're listening.
What's going on right now?
But I'm starting her back up because, you know what? This is called Test, and we've got really good stories, and we got Nadians, and we have a man named Goose here.
Not enough Nades.
Not enough Canadian tuxedos.
That's right.
More denim is needed on the set right here.
More denim.
Like, how many Nadians do you think you could smash in a night?
Not enough Keswick dinner jackets.
Like, on a real question.
On a real tip.
Like, how many Canadians do you think you'd smash on a night?
Couple dozen.
Like, so, like, 15, no problem, eh?
That's why I bought it.
Yeah, you would. Because Goose had half a beer.
I can do
some
15
because
I
know
I have to
blow
up my car and drive it
around. Oh, yeah, we're getting real here. Yo, watch out for the ride programs tonight, guys. It is a Friday. What happens if you get in trouble, Kurt?
Go to jail.
Or you get a... You get a blowy, and those blowies suck, man. And the thing is... Kurt is the best drinker I know, and like, that blowy's bullshit, man. Like, literally, went to bed at like 12, we had a few drinks, wakes up at like 8, breakfast, blow over. And Kurt's a bear. Like, imagine a skinny fuck like me, like... You're never passing. You can't blow into it till like 7 at night.
I think that's a purpose, Dougie. It's deterrence.
Yeah.
And it's more so supposed to be a symbol that you're an idiot.
No, but still, the blowy is a little.
Hard to operate it is.
Telling
you that you gotta.
Okay, so we're yo, Matt, you'll probably like us. We're giving you a shout out. Blowy suck. Even if you're a bear.
No problem.
So you get, well, actually, Josh doesn't drink and drive. He's a good man. But anyways, this isn't about drinking and driving.
Well, it doesn't
make me a bad man.
It makes you, like, called the only perfect person in this world.
Bad decisions, and Blowy is helping me fix myself.
How does it feel to give yourself a Blowy every day?
Oh, I suck my car off fucking multiple times.
Actually, those without sin can cast the first
stone. I know from now on, if I'm ever in a pinch for money, I can suck a mean fucking dick.
For that blowy.
I've never used one. I've never seen one.
So when we got the blowy installed, though.
Oh, fuck. I suck it off multiple times a day.
Hey, Curtis, how retarded is it?
What's that like on a first date? Hey, did you think the movie was great? Here, hold on.
Let me blow it to my car before.
One more and I'm going to jail. This is all over.
No.
I just get Uber.
You just get Uber. Yeah. Like, he's being responsible.
What if your Uber picks you up? He's like, blowing this for me.
Yo, that's awesome. When your Uber asks you...
And you're like, this is an Uber. It's drunken stupor. It's stupor.
Yeah.
That's what I'm taking stupor to.
Yeah.
When your Uber asks you to blow into the car...
Stupor.
Wop said to me, he's like, hey, do you ever worry about like what people say or think about you when you're blowing in that thing? I'm like, not really. He's like, you're like, basically, no, they know I'm just a beauty.
Well, I heard someone got their daughter to blow in their blowy.
No, I'm just a beauty.
Yeah, that's right.
That's bad when you're getting your daughter to, hey, because I heard, like...
If she blows it, then she's got to keep blowing.
My buddy was when my buddy found out, his daughter was like, where's the
Over
thing?
You, Bob.
Where's the thing I have to blow in to start the car? And he's like, what are you talking
this
about?
This might be a genius.
And she's like, Mom makes me blow in this thing so the car starts.
Oh, my God, no.
This could be genius, dude.
Oh, I can't believe
so
it.
So instead of calling an Uber, you take
that's
a
That's not true.
Because Rias, it would be to reduce rate because you're getting in a car with someone that's already committed... the greatest infraction.
Exactly.
On these beautiful Ontario roads.
That's correct.
So, yeah. Like, you get in the car with a drunk guy, correct, but the only way you can get your ride is if you can blow into his blowy.
No. Well, it's not that he's it's just a car that's
they
being
only,
operated by someone that requires
How many pieces do they give you? They only give you, like, 2 pieces. And you gotta...
I get a couple pieces every time I go.
Yeah, you gotta...
I couldn't start the fucker till like 4:30 that afternoon.
Oh my
From
God.
The night before.
No, the best story of the blowy.
All
is,
that time,
is
all
how
that
it,
gum,
no,
all
how,
that Listerine.
How it originally got put in.
What?
I was the drunkest person driving his car to the blowy.
We went to get the blowy.
Kurt, by law, isn't allowed to drive.
So,
but the guy who's 90 pounds fucking drives the car.
When I was on my way
after
to get
open mic,
I think I'm happy for you. I think it's probably good.
No, Kurt, tell the story of how the blowy got installed.
To get it installed in my car,
right.
We wake up at like 8 in the morning.
Tell
the
night before.
We were drinking until like 3.
Get out of bed.
So Kurt's like,
I'm sorry, just gonna do that.
So basically imagine a bear with a field mouse.
We get up at like 8 a.m. We drive there all the way to Scarborough. Dougie is fucking
This is for the installation
in the morning.
Dougie is fucking obliterated, but he has to drive because I can't drive without a blowy.
Legally.
So is this a private the company, or is this actually you go to like a
no you
station?
Have to do this by the law.
You gotta go like
because my buddy Peter has that.
So they have a certified representative that will install this board?
So like Curtis should
have like, I just need your initial here, initial here.
I puked in the morning before it was like
Dougie puked before it leaves. He drives us there, shit face.
Hey, that's even better.
We get there,
and
I figure he's just gonna install the machine and fucking when he's done, I'll try and blow on her and get her started. And fucking, we get there, and he's like, okay, so this is a machine. He's like, this is how it works.
Give it a blow.
He blows in it. He's like, all right, your turn. And I'm like, look at him, like, are you fucking
first day?
Yo, and hold on, breakdown. At the moment, as soon as we got into the car place, I slept and made a bed out of the couches. Right?
That's
I make
like a best opening of a fucking movie.
Man.
So you guys used to pick up a 6-week
man, fucking.
Yo, and I made a bed. The guy who drove
today?
Him.
Yeah. I'm like, what do you mean, right now? I'm like, I thought I was going to have to do this when they were done. And he's like, no.
No, and I'm sleeping
so
in a bed of couches, too.
That's
like, I came in with him. I'm sleeping in a bed of couches. And he has to, like...
At Speedy Auto Glass, Dougie's sleeping on the...
They're like, we have a business here to run. You can't sleep here.
And he's like, I'm, like, drinking a black coffee. It's hot as fuck. I'm, like, trying to get it...
I thought you were drinking a black and tan. Or a black velvet.
Anyway, so I fucking... So I blow on it, and he's like... He looks at it, he's like, he looks at me, he's like, he's like, are you fucking kidding me? He's like, how much did you drink last night? I'm like a bottle of wine? He's like,
dude.
Just like slaps his head.
You're cut, shushy.
He's like, I can't fuck.
He's like, I shouldn't even be fucking installing this fucking thing in your car. I'm like, man, I'm like, I'll be good by the time you're done. He's like, man, what? He's like, fuck, I can't even believe this. He's like,
man,
this is your installation. And you can't even fucking pass it.
And he's
I'm like, man.
You
I'm
can't
like,
even set it up.
And I'm sleeping in a bed of couches, too. Yeah. Like the guy who drove me in a bed of couches. So.
Yeah. I'm like, man, just install it.
You got this on tape?
Good. It'll take you some time. I'm like, just install it. It'll take you a few hours. I'm like, I'll be good by then. He's like, all right, fuck, whatever. So he starts installing it. Now I start calling my buddies and to see who can fucking come start my car.
Because I can't blow into it. Like, I'm fucking...
If I can't do it by 11.
If Curtis couldn't blow into
you're
it,
making a fucking
the
90-pound
fucking field mouse couldn't blow into the fucking...
I'm looking up some good uranials
Stefano.
We're calling everyone. No one's coming through.
I'm like, boys, I'm like, one of you might have to come fucking... And you know what the funny thing is, too? I had to drive to Huntsville.
The other funny?
No, he had to go
that. What's the funny part?
I had to drive to Huntsville that
for rehab that night.
For fucking counseling, for drinking and driving.
Good for you.
So, I tell Curtis.
So, I better get this
fucking started.
So I tell Curtis, I'm like, okay.
Quantum, you know, the other part of you is doing the right thing there.
So, like, part of me, and they say this doesn't work.
The other side of the fucking universe. Your reflector.
Hey, this say this doesn't work, but I know it does.
Some do the exact opposite of what you're doing.
So Kurt's like,
wasn't you here on this one.
No.
No. That's okay, though. It's funny. We're getting lists out of it.
Anyway, so I fucking...
No, the guy, we go get breakfast. And I told... Oh, this is the best.
You're not even talking about lunch? You're talking about breakfast?
Kurt can't even eat.
You're not even talking about a game?
Yo, I couldn't even eat. Doug's like, man, you gotta eat.
I made him smash like...
This is the only meal you can have at any time.
I made him smash like 7 waters.
He's like making me drink water.
I was just like, again and again and again. He's like, I can't drink any more water. I'm like, eat more food. Like, I literally...
Did you shove your hot dogs to me? That's the record breaker.
Man, keep drinking water. Keep drinking water.
He's still puking. Don't puke.
Yeah, and like, puking. And I'm on a 2-day special, easy 2-day special, so I ain't eating. So like, all my food, I'm giving to Curtis. I'm like, eat it, drink. He's like, I can't take any more. So then we're like, fuck, man, like, we're gonna fail.
Hey, man.
And I'm like, no, we're gonna pass. I'm like, psych up. Like, we started using the power of the thought. I'm like, Kurt, you're not gonna lose this.
Anyway, I went back and fucking passed her, drove to Huntsville, did my counseling, and fucking. Partied again that night.
And partied that.
Okay, so that's fucking amazing, by the way. You got all that. So you know what's even? So I was gonna say that beats it. But my buddy's dad died a long time ago, and I was at the reception, and his brother and him were talking on the mic about the time that he went to anger management with his dad, and they got kicked out of it for fighting.
No, him and his dad.
Yes. That's the Buffins. You know the Buffins.
Oh, the Buffs?
Buffins. That's Adam. It's Brent's older brother. Or Brent's younger brother. I don't know who's older. Brent's. Well, I know them all.
Whatever. Yeah. Dad's hilarious.
That's like, yeah, it's like, and then we got kicked out of that for fighting with each other. Fucking amazing, man.
Oh, well,
isn't that
the
beautiful thing?
The one thing I didn't know about when I went to anger management is that. Sarcasm is the biggest
form of humor.
No, it's the biggest form of anger, eh? I didn't know that. Yeah. So they're like, no sarcasm in anger management.
What? Really? Fuck you.
No,
I subscribe to that.
No, you're not allowed to be sarcastic. And I'm like, well, I'm probably the angriest person.
He's what about sarcastic?
I don't know if I'm right. Psychologist said that.
Hair trigger.
Always sarcastic.
Oh, I am, mostly. We get to know each other better, I'm the most sarcastic. But at first, I'm like, nice, normal.
There's way more.
But it's a compliment, because it means you're my friend.
Yeah, the nicer I am, the more I don't like you.
Yeah, the more sarcastic I am, the more I fucking think you're my friend.
The nicer I am, the more I don't like you.
Kind of. Yeah, when it's like, I get to know someone, you know what I mean? I can be
myself.
No,
but that is true. That's a fundamental truth, though.
You know, when I'm really myself, I'll be fucking... But if you don't know me, I'm being that guy, you're like, that guy's a dick. But it's like... Only, you know, I'm not even sarcastic with you yet. So you're still getting to the.
He's breaking me in, though.
Where I can really start being myself. Fuck you, and people get my humor. Yeah. You know what I mean? So.
Pulley knows I'm a broken. He knows I'm a broken soul, so he's working with me.
You can't go clear early with me. You know what I mean? You can't.
That's interesting.
Scientology. Yeah, that's right.
So what are we having for a snack at your house? Sarcastic sandwiches?
Oh, we'll have to mention pizza.
Okay, we're gonna take a quick short break here. Sarcastic sandwiches, and we'll be back. You gotta say that again one more time.
I'll drive my shitty little Kia.
Your shitty Kia? We're live.
Not that shitty. It's
back here.
Oh, it's fine.
It has a wonderful fuel economy. Great foot space. Easy to maintain.
Easy to maintain, yeah.
Easy to maintain. I'll
maintain.
What's the best thing about a Kia?
Fuel.
I have a Kia.
They don't got a Kia, buddy.
It's how small people think your dick is driving like.
Are you going to a Kia today? Yeah, well, they should know that your dick is not small.
Nope.
What?
Big old.
What were you going to put?
Spoiler alert.
Yo, didn't you say you were going to buy a Mini? And then your fucking license plate was going to be Big Dack?
Big cack.
Big cack with a mini car,
big
though.
Big
mini
deck.
Mini car.
Big cack.
See our deck? I got a big deck.
He's got a big deck.
It's retarded.
This thing's ridiculous. It's like three times the size.
He gets a lot of repeat customers.
Big deck.
It's like three times the size of mine.
I think that's why I always laugh at Dougie, though.
I'm hung like a field mouse.
Because I get tons of
Yeah, I have a field mouse,
too.
You know what though? When I get her fucking like rock hard, I'm not.
It's like I'm a grower, not a shore.
I am. I'm not too bad off.
Josh is a both, right?
Both.
He's like, I'm showing it. I'm showing and growing.
It's a little different when you see like a little pecker and then she grows everything.
I get everything from holy fuck to what am I supposed to do with this to you're kidding me.
What?
To it's the second biggest one I've seen.
Whoa.
Someone be in comparison, so that's
yo, how do you well feel done. When a girl says that it's the
that
second
arena.
Biggest
that a big one too?
No, I've never been compared like that's the second biggest one. I'd be fucking happy as fuck. I'm the second biggest as ever.
Yo, how much of a slut is that you. Chick who said well. That you are the second biggest she's ever seen?
Actually, the sluttier they are, the biggest declaration you can take down to the bag.
That's right. Because
there's some that's been around, they've shopped around. They've test-drived a few different
stuff. Oh, so when they don't say nothing, they're a slut, you feel?
No, I'm saying for if you're intimate with someone that you believe or know
to
be
teenage boner, anything
highly
possible.
Promiscuous and have multiple partners, when they make a comment,
yes.
Maybe Starkey or not.
Too late, you've already been dipped in and
you
out.
Can take that as insurance because they are someone that actually has a lot of variety.
Like, yeah, it's
kind of
like if
trunk.
She smokes, she pokes.
Variety is the spice of life
yeah.
After all.
They've taken
quiet is what you don't want. Quiet is like, okay, this is normal. And you're like, I'm not interested anymore.
Yeah.
You're like, can you please leave?
Yeah.
I'll Uber you home. What's your
this
what's
is
your
a problem.
How bad do you feel for girls like a guy with a massive elephant trunk like you and it's loose?
Yeah, but
you got a trunk
when
on you?
Encounter a loose.
For God's sakes.
You got
guys.
A trunk on you or
for God's sakes, Magnum.
There's a difference between someone who's well endowed and being like comically big, where it's like it's abnormal how big you're like.
It's funny.
I'm not in that level.
He won't talk about how he loves Trump, but he will talk about his wiener size.
I thought you said trunk, not trunk.
Hey, you got an anteater though?
Yep.
Hanging off the edge.
Yep.
Armadillo.
Armadillo.
First of all.
Armadillo.
First of all, you're the freak.
Why?
This is how you're born.
Yeah, no, well.
It's not my fault, a Jewish dude took scissors to
yeah,
my
yeah, I'm sorry, but when Jesus was born, when Plato was born, when Albert Einstein was born, he wasn't taken to a room and had his dick chopped, alright? This is how he was.
I like it.
Choice.
I like it. It's nice
control
and clean.
Controls.
There you go.
Nice and
controlled.
That's life's all about, isn't it?
Do you ever have girls because it's like a huge elephant trunk looking thing?
I've had one
get,
person
like,
make
odd,
it.
They're like, ew, that's the, it. Like, ugh.
But I pity them. I do. Think about it.
Did you
if I'm in a
face?
Freak accident at work.
I mean, at the end of the day, none of us had a choice about what our dick was.
Exactly true, man.
Yeah.
Whether it was
the best
chopped or not, or fucking how big it is.
And because the penis is an external organ opposed to internal, it presents its own set of challenges.
Hey, supposedly.
And it's different.
Supposedly.
Like, you know, it's an extremity. It's an extension of yourself. So, I mean, it can.
It's another limb.
It can endure
it's
way
small.
Different. Yeah, like some girls.
It better not be a reflection of me.
Yo, some girls are like,
everything's a reflection.
Some girls are like, oh,
facts.
my
be
pussy
quiet.
Smells
be
funny.
Quiet.
Facts.
Some
chicks are like, oh, my pussy smells funny. And I'm like, my dick is purple. How do you think I feel? What's harder to control?
Yeah, well, it's hard to get blood to that.
Easy, Elmo.
Elmo! Elmo had purple dick!
What about Krusty? He's like, ugh.
Oh, fuck. Krusty dick?
I got coke.
If I have Krusty my dick, then I gotta consult a dermatologist immediately.
She's gotta be hot enough. You gotta come see, she's gotta be hot enough to be worth it. And you know what I mean? If not, then go
If she's crusty, she's
well,
gotta look like Megan
you
Fox.
Got the
hey, man, I'm not a shallow person. As long as something
you got
about
a little
you
bit
isn't
of
detrimental
excess
to my actual general health, I don't really care, dude. A scar, a scab, a freckle, a bum, a fucking. Who cares? But as long as it's not a detriment to my overall health, doesn't matter. That's it. Look at my face.
It's like the face.
It's,
what about.
It's like Mars. There's an eclipse on my face.
What about.
You
if,
got a little bit of excess skin though.
What happens if she has like.
So think about it. I have excess skin, right? I'm in a freak gasoline accident. I lose my eyelids.
Again?
They use my foreskin as eyelids. Think of the foresight I'd
that's
have.
That's true.
On your five head? That's right, on your five head.
There you go. And it's already like wrinkled and stuff, so it suits the profile anyway. People are like, wow, Parson, I forgot he has really nice eyes. Be like, yeah.
It came from my dick.
It came from my dick.
Hey, there's such thing as foreskin restoration, where they install it on people.
How do you install foreskin on
people? Hey, man, it's an art.
Thank you. Don't hate it till you try it, man.
No. Unless my wife's Jewish.
I pity you guys.
Then
it's better for me.
That doesn't
pull it,
make
pull
sense.
It, you snipped or unsnipped?
Oh, I'm snapped.
Right, I'm the only guy out.
Dude, it's one anteater to three fucking mushrooms.
There anymore, like,
yeah,
I'm the only guy where if we all change right now, we're gonna like, be like,
the
look at that.
You fucking, you guys. There's only a few Arthur Aardvarks out there.
Sure, 60% of the world is uncircumcised. Dude.
Yeah, we're not in Canada.
Yeah, but we're talking about Canada.
That's
Canada.
The world we're in right now.
Yeah. I don't care. This is how you're born.
No, this is
called. I'm au naturel.
You are.
You guys are the free.
That's cool. I think it's good.
I like being a free.
Thank you, Kevin.
Be, have your own willy any way you want it.
I can pull in it back.
I can pull in mine just fine.
I can pull in it back.
My name is Richard.
Dick pulling.
That's right.
You got the name.
Uncircumcision acts as a self-lubricant. Did you know that?
That's right.
Did you know that you have decreased sensitivity?
Yeah, but like I already get off pretty quick enough as it is.
Well,
so.
Dude, this is the way you're born, so there has to be a function or a practicality for it, right? Yeah. I don't want to be snipped because of religious practices.
What's your penis?
I'm not religious at all. I don't even believe in it.
No, I'm just saying this is where you're born.
All right, Kevin, send us a tune.
I'm trying, man. This is painful for me.
So
send us an uncut version. Send us an uncut version of a song.
Nothing right now.
It makes it stinks. It stinks or it's cheesy.
Makes
it
stink.
Make sure it's wrong.
Send me an uncut version.
Uncut version.
Do you have one?
You guys have a remix, so I have an uncut version.
Yeah, you have a remix.
We have a remix. I'm uncut.
Easy for you to say.
You still have skin left on the fucking game.
Oh, plenty of it.
He's got a little bit of
If anyone needs warmth for the winter or shade for the summer, hey, I'm your guy.
I'll send you an uncut one, but ain't no skin off my
penis. Ain't no skin off my penis.
You know,
that's right, motherfucker.
At least we don't have to roll back the rim to win.
Hey, give me some skin, bro.
You know what I like drawing? I like drawing faces. I like drawing faces. Sad face, happy face. Sad face, happy face. Sad face, happy face.
Or painting faces.
Oh, God. My dick is the brush. Your face is the canvas. No, be, come on, man.
You heard that here first, folks.
For all those uncircumcised guys out there.
That's right.
Don't ever change.
Don't
no, and I'm
drunk.
Just like...
Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
What about dudes who want to paint... Like, what's painting faces all about?
Another way.
I don't think this is appropriate right now.
But you're talking about meters.
I'm not appropriating it this way. Who's appropriating it?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's a master dart, though, right?
It's a master dart, right? Mastodon.
There comes a point in every young man's life when he must face the harsh reality of
death.
Painting faces.
Projecting, yeah. Millions and millions and millions of
life forms.
Yeah, life forms. Of microscopic organisms all over the place.
We're saving them.
Dougie's referring to ejaculating in a girl's face.
Oh.
And I'm a classy guy, and that's more of a request than a demand. Thank you. But I will say, when people ask me, why don't you paint my face? And I start to think about your childhood and who you are as a person.
Why don't you paint my face?
What strip club I saw you in.
Yes.
What street you were on.
Yeah.
It's unusual.
It's a bit degrading.
It is. I don't like it. Great going out of place and out of space. From the end of shakes, from the drugs don't wait. My ex-girlfriend used to ask me to do it. I guess I was resistant to it out of respect. I used to say,
love is true.
I was from my life. Why do you want to? I'm like, because I'm trying to.
Yeah, my team just lose, but I spit blue.
Like, you don't mind like this, I'm like,
yeah, like, on my point of view, I just look out and people don't know what to do. I'm going for all the place, but I'm just about to spew. You heard your sing song playing the sax. I'm going back to the jazz flute. You're missing on that. What the things are the things that I miss about you and all the things that I feel about you. I'm stuck in the older grade, and maybe a baby shit. shade, and everybody wants a little bit, but they give the hate. Forbidden fruit falling short of the hidden fruit. Forbidden truth, but I'm getting at you. I can't go through.
Now pick up on myself. Hold themselves a little more. Okay, so would you rather paint a face or an ass?
Ass. What about an ass with a face drawn on it?
Now we're talking.
Yeah, that would be probably the
smelly
best.
Smelly pussy or
smelly
breath?
Smelly breath. No, both of them.
Because I gotta kiss your mouth the rest of my life.
Oh, you don't have to.
No, come on.
You don't have to.
Come on, man. You wanna kiss a woman? That's real emotion. That's real love. Oh, dude, come on.
You pay money to see people's pussy. You don't pay money to see them kiss.
What is the rule with escorts? You don't kiss. Because kissing is a signal of actual intimacy.
Yeah.
Thank you. A stripper doesn't kiss you. She'll fuck you, but she doesn't kiss you.
I love it. Yeah, a 1B leads to 10, then I grab another. Bang again with my friends, then I have another. Half of all the world we call it, and every other one brothers. Everybody watch the scene, but it's other. Watch your jeans, it's so seen like Bobby and Ken. Everybody play the game, but they be licking again. Everyone going home on the line. Alright, we're gonna take a little break here. It's 11:11. Josh is just killing it.
He's gonna be painting a face near you. This summer.
Well, actually, I said he was playing March 10th. He isn't painting faces March 10th, so don't go to the Earl. That place sucks. Only go. When are you going to play there?
The Earl is a staple of our childhood, young man. Showed a little bit more respect than that. I mean, it's not the Earl. It's the Pearl necklace. The Pearl necklace is what it's called. I'll be having an art show at my apartment where I'll be painting faces all night.
What kind of fruit? What kind of fruit? Low bearing, high bearing?
If Dougie's love life was a tree, all the fruit on the bottom would be gone. It'd be lush and full edge up top because he can't reach the fruit on the top. It's just shitty branches on the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
It's the scavenger.
The lowest.
Comes in after.
Yeah.
He's not a giraffe. No. He's a mole or whatever burrows out of the ground. That it can't get the big fruit
burrows out of the basement.
Yeah, where my problem is, I feel so shitty about myself that I'm a giraffe with my head all the way to the ground. I'm like, oh, this is easy, no, but really, like, I can be like, the good shit's up here.
No, you're a barnacle.
You're
do you know the barnacle?
Pulling him out of the
hey, you're a barnacle. The barnacle has the biggest penis out of any animal in the world, but it's useless and it just hangs out on a boat, not using his dick. That's you.
Probably. Just so you know, fellas, I like a meaningful pursuit, not a disposable pleasure.
A barnacle bill over here.
I don't fear the guy that's hit it one time, I fear the guy that's hit it 1,000 times. That's why I always laugh at you guys. You're like, oh, he bang her and stuff. I'm like, yeah, how many referrals did he get? Oh, one-time deal?
Oh, yeah, referrals.
So what? She woke up the next day and was like,
that was the biggest mistake. That happens to me often.
Let me know when you're like a recurring character in someone's life, all right?
That's where you...
Now when you make a cameo and you're killed off, when you recur...
Like a recurring character.
Yeah, you gotta be a recurring character.
Are you like Tom Selleck in Friends?
No, I'm shit right now. I'm
recurring character.
Hey, Doug, while you're out,
you
got me a...
Okay, we gotta go get pints. We'll see you in a bit.
Like huge blizzard Friday night.
Report it.
What is
this? Huge blizzard.
Can you tell me the Stovall report of the weather report to me?
I can tell you the Stovall motto, what should be, you know, it's country close to the city.
That's the whole world.
It should be Stovall, where the trees grow and the wind and the snow blows.
The snow belt.
The snow belt.
Snow belt. Yeah, the snow belt of Ontario. But not the kind of snow that falls from the air.
You know.
Yeah.
Why don't we go down by
so
instead,
it,
instead this snow flows
that
up.
It's the blow belt of Ontario.
This is the Friday snow night weather.
Yeah,
this is the Friday night weather report from
where the trees grow and the snow blows. Where people grow weed, stiff coke off the hood of their car. Where people take key hits at their local establishment.
That's every place in the world.
Where the Earl's bathroom is covered.
I sit on the toilet to take my morning deuce.
And I look over, and on top of the toilet roll, there's resin from the night before when someone was chalking out lines with their BMO MasterCard or their scene card or whatever the fuck.
He missed a bit. Let me screw that up.
Yeah. Some scene card.
And the guy who's down there is like, I'm going to be the first at the bar to see if there's any leftover.
Yeah.
Oh, you leave us early? Yeah. I'm out of money.
Well, people that don't have money, they roll like a cigarette pack. They're like, here, man. You're like, oh, God, dude.
Yeah, cool.
Well, there was one guy at a bar in Toronto, chalked it out, no word of a lie.
The weather reports keep going on.
He's in there, chalks it out, chalks a line out on a toilet tank in a public bathroom, and then licks the tank. You know, people like, runs his
tank
lick.
Yeah, tank lick. Tank lick. That's disgusting.
You can't do that unless you know who's
cleaning. That's not a Stovall move. Is that a Stovall move?
That's a city move. But it's something that I probably just haven't witnessed in Stovall. Well, but it's probably a regular occurrence.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was the weather report from Stovall.
Undocumented.
Not a sent podcast.
Special weather alert.
Special delivery.
Heavy snowfall in Stovall. Saturday night. We're expecting 60, 80 grams of snow. probably more than that.
Said Poland.
Yeah.
Right. I want to be in the Anatota bibliography. Annotated it. And then I'll quote it over.
There's a big current that's going to come in and bring those warm temperatures back. Bring those seasonal temperatures back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone's feeling good. Everyone's feeling great. You know what I mean?
Coming in on Sunday morning.
And then there's going to be a cold front. Yeah. Sunday.
A little low Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And then by about 5 p.m., there should be a bit of a high coming in.
Yeah.
Little Chinook picking up.
Yeah, Chinook.
But no. There's a huge cold front. That's a huge cold front comes in again, and it goes all the way till Friday. And then there's heavy snowfall.
It's a blizzard
for the whole week.
Honestly, it's going to be on and off. Part flurries all week, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are below seasonal temperatures.
Actually, Thursday.
I mean, this time of year, usually it's heavy.
Thursday is going to be
heavy snowfall.
Heavy snowfall Thursday.
Like, schools closed. Like, jobs
people
lost. Yeah.
People
fired. Sunday
and
Friday.
They called the military in.
Sunday and Friday, we have partial flurries.
They had to bring it in.
80% chance of partial flurries, and we get to Friday night, there's 100% chance.
Yeah, Monday looks like it's pretty clear, but the rest of the week.
Friday, we have 100% chance of blizzard.
Oh, yeah, we have a big.
That's your weather report from Not a Cent and Soul.